This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Well, it's official. The song of the summer of 2015 is, drumroll please, Cheerleader by Omi. The Jamaican singer-songwriter beat out Wiz Khalifa's See You Again, Taylor Swift's Bad Blood, The Weeknd's Can't Feel My Face, and Cilento's Watch Me to reign supreme over every other song this summer. It took 3 years for the Jamaican hit to become a worldwide chart topper, but for sure, wherever you went in the summer of 2015, you heard Cheerleader. Congrats, Omi! Mission Impossible Rogue Nation has scored the biggest opening in China ever for a 2D Hollywood movie. First day earnings in China were $18.5 million, making execs at Paramount very happy. This was the fifth best of all time for a US title, behind 3D films Fast and Furious 7, Avengers Age of Ultron, and fellow Paramount titles Transformers Age of Extinction and Terminator Genesis. Rogue Nation, starring Tom Cruise, has earned $511.2 million worldwide. The summer of 2015 will prove to be one of the biggest in history for films, but it was also one of the worst summers for flops, causing several studios big holes right in their bank accounts. Big stars that got dinged include George Clooney in Tomorrowland, Adam Sandler in Pixels, and Bradley Cooper in Aloha. Here are the five biggest bombs for the summer of 2015. Tomorrowland from Disney, The Fantastic Four from Fox, Pixels from Sony Pictures, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. from Warner Brothers, and Aloha from Sony Pictures. Sony, after suffering the major hacking scandal late last year that it did, is going to want 2015 to end quickly. The Who have postponed four dates of their 50th anniversary tour, citing an unspecified virus suffered by singer Roger Daltrey. The band were due to kick off the second leg of the Who Hits 50 North American tour this week in San Diego, followed by shows in Anaheim, California, Las Vegas, and then here in LA. These dates will no longer go ahead, and there are currently no details regarding rescheduled shows. The band have also canceled a performance at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. The Who Hits 50 tour will now begin in Portland, Oregon on September 24th. Bruno Mars has been asked to perform at the 2016 Super Bowl halftime show. Again, the singer was invited to perform even though he appeared 2 years ago at the Super Bowl. What? Are they running out of people to ask? Or are a whole bunch of artists just afraid to possibly look bad before an audience of 114 million in the US alone?
You mean like the Who?
The Rock came home with two French bulldog puppies named Hobbs and Brutus. He then gave them a chance to explore his yard for the first time, and they both quickly ran into the pool. The Rock said, quote, "Hobbs immediately started doggy paddling, while Brutus, like a brick, sank headfirst to the bottom of the pool. I took off into a full sprint, fully clothed, dove in the pool, swam to the bottom, rescued my Brutus, and brought him back to the edge of the pool. He was a little delirious, took a moment, threw up all the water he swallowed, and then ran off to play with his brother." Johnson pointed out that he learned one more lesson from the close call. Quote, "While sprinting to save your puppy's life, before you dive in, try and throw your cell phone to safety. Don't keep it in your pocket like I did." Unquote. Well, a happy ending indeed. Except, well, for the phone. After denying rumors of a rift earlier this year, Jon Hamm and Jennifer Westfeld announced their split over the weekend. The couple released a statement saying, quote, "With great sadness, we've decided to separate after 18 years of love and shared history. We will continue to be supportive of each other in every way possible moving forward." Back in March, Jennifer stood by the Mad Men star's side through a 30-day stay in rehab for issues with alcohol, despite breakup buzz that had been swirling, and things seemed to be looking better between them after he got treatment. But clearly, there was still trouble in paradise for John, 44, and Jennifer, 45. Looks like another one bites the dust in Hollywood. Sam Smith is the latest British singer to sing the opening song of a James Bond film. This year's big Grammy winner joined such illustrious artists as Adele, who sang the theme from the last James Bond film, Skyfall, to Shirley Bassey, who sang Goldfinger back in 1964. The song is called Writings on the Wall, and it comes from the upcoming Bond flick, Spectre, which will be released on November 6th. Isla Fisher is in talks to join Jake Gyllenhaal and Amy Adams in Tom Ford's Nocturnal Animals. Michael Shannon, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, and Armie Hammer also star in the film, which Ford is writing, directing, and producing. Focus Features is handling worldwide distribution after winning a bidding war this past May at the Cannes Film Festival. Isla will be seen next, co-starring in the action comedy Grimsby opposite husband Sacha Baron Cohen. Grimsby opens February 26th next year. Foul-mouthed funny lady Amy Schumer has been confirmed as a presenter at the 2015 Emmy Awards. Amy is nominated for 4 Emmys, including Lead Actress in a Comedy Series and Best Variety Sketch Series, both for her show Inside Amy Schumer. The awards show will air live on Fox September the 20th. Somebody warn the censors. Straight Outta Compton has done so well in theaters, raking in $150 million, that there's talk of a sequel already with a working title of Straight Outta Compton Dog Pound for Life. Reportedly, casting is underway, but very hush-hush.
The Trash Bin.
The rumors are still swirling around Beyoncé and Jay-Z splitting up. Tongues were wagging last year during the couple's stadium tour, but the couple managed to finish the tour and defuse those rumors. But sources inside their camp say Beyoncé is fed up with keeping quiet about their relationship and not talking to the press in 18 months. Supposedly, she'll make an announcement soon about their split. We'll keep you posted.
The news wrap-up.
Netflix is continuing its global rollout with new launches planned in Hong Kong, South Korea, Singapore, and Taiwan in early 2016. Apple announced the launch of the next generation version of Apple TV that will feature Siri for voice commands. They also announced the launch of the new iPhone 6S and iPod Pro featuring a 12.9-inch screen. The number one cell phone carrier in the US, Verizon, announced that it was testing a new super-fast 5G phone in its San Francisco and Boston offices. In yet another patent lawsuit, TiVo has filed suit against Samsung, claiming Samsung stole their Time Warp technology, allowing TV viewers to watch one program while recording another.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Perfect Guy reigns supreme at the box office.
The number one album.
Beauty Behind the Madness by The Weeknd is at the top of the charts this week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition continues to be the most popular app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
The Girl in the Spider's Web by David Lagercrantz is the new number one book.
Hey Spinners, we're excited about a brand new track that combines an iconic song from the past with a modern sound. British-born DJ Sagala took the classic track ABC from the Jackson 5, sped it up, remixed it, and combined it with a modern dance track. The result? Pure radio and club magic. Here's Sagala with the song of the week, Easy Love. That was British-born DJ Sigala with the song of the week, Easy Love.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.